Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, it is official. Disney is reworking Splash Mountain. They're ditching Song of the South and basing it on The Princess and the Frog.
Tiana.
The 2009 movie that introduced Disney's first black princess.
Yay.
So, a little history. Song of the South came out in 1946, and it's racially troubling enough that Disney has never released it on home video in the U.S., and it's not available on Disney Plus, although they did re-release it in theaters four times between 1956 and 1986. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen it.
I did when I was little. I think it was one of the first movies I ever saw at a drive-in theater, and it was part of a double feature, and I'm too young to remember the plot or anything about it, but I know that was one of the movies.
But anytime I see a clip, I feel like I recognize the actors kind of or familiar. The scene. Right. Yeah,
there was Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Fox. Zippity-doo-dah. That's what that from song there. Is from that movie.
So probably, yes.
Zippity-doo-dah. I don't remember it at all.
Well, the
What's it called again? Song of the South?
Song of the South. The change has been in the works since last year, and Disney shared some concept art yesterday. They said the retheming of Splash Mountain is of particular importance today. The new concept is inclusive, one that all of our guests can connect with and be inspired by, and it speaks to the diversity of the millions of people who visit our parks each year.
All right.
Man, Disney's opening up soon in Florida, right? I have not heard that they've canceled plans.
Well, I know the one in California, they were still, waiting on.
It's been delayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have here this morning? Oh, remember this?
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. We're going to do our part on both sides to be safe and responsible, but also to try and make those movements so that we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
He is talking about the 146th Kentucky Derby, which will happen. And there will be fans. Derby week kicks off September 1st, and the race will be run Saturday the 5th at Churchill Downs in Louisville.
So that's Labor Day weekend, right?
Uh-huh. It is.
There will be restrictions, though. Venues will not be operating at full capacity. Guests will be encouraged to wear masks at all times unless they're in their reserved seat. They'll also be asked to practice social distancing and to frequently wash or sanitize their hands. And, that's pretty much it. The Derby was originally scheduled for May 2nd. So glad to see it is happening, albeit months later.
Yep. There's going to be a big change, though. I was telling you in our Facebook Live video, because normally when you buy just a general admission ticket, you can go for the infield, you can kind of walk around and do whatever you want. But now if you buy that, you have to stay in the infield. They're not allowing you to go to the paddock and look at the horses and all that stuff. So also, if you have a ticket, it's still good. If you've already purchased one, you can still use it for that same day in September.
Yeah. Well, Bubba Wallace, NASCAR, the news thing. A lot of people are still not convinced that it was just a rope that had been there for months. Still talk of a conspiracy theory. And there's also talk of a silly overreaction. So NASCAR posted a picture yesterday of the pull rope that was found in Bubba's garage at Talladega last Sunday. And it is absolutely tied into a noose, the kind that you do hang people with. And yes, we now know that it had been in that same garage for almost a year long before it was assigned to Bubba. So it was not a targeted attack on him. And there may not have been any racial intent behind it in the first place. But NASCAR did say that they conducted a thorough sweep of every garage area at all 29 tracks where they race. That is 1,684 garage stalls.
Wow.
And they only found 11 where the pull rope was tied in a knot. And the one in Bubba's garage was the only one tied in a noose.
Oh.
One out of 1,684.
What are the odds?
So they do feel that their reaction to the whole thing was totally justified when they first found it.
Yeah.
To make that assumption. But we do know now there was no hate crime involved.
Yeah.
There's a lot of uncertainty about sports, but there is one event that is coming back.
The 146th Kentucky Derby will be held on September 5th, and spectators will be allowed, according to the Churchill Downs racetrack.
Organizers say, though, that they'll take every safety precaution. before strapping an 80-pound man to a horse running 40 miles per hour.
Andrew Cuomo announced that the final phase of the reopening will not include movie theaters, malls, or gyms. But don't worry, the fireworks store will be open 24/7, 365.
As the coronavirus continues to spread across the country, a new poll finds that if cases keep spiking, 65% of Americans support returning to lockdown. You know, people support another lockdown, especially after they got 35 save the dates for all the weddings that got moved.
641, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. I can, despite the clouds, see the sun reflecting off of the Tri-Health building. It's going to be a sun and cloud mixed day today with the chance of a pop-up later, high of 87. And right now, 66 at Cincinnati's Q102.
Yeah, Rolling Stone, they waited until the last week of Pride Month, but they did release a list of 50 essential LGBTQ movies.
All right.
So here we go. I guess these are in alphabetical order.
Okay.
No specific best to worst. Right. Angels in America.
I've not seen that
2003.
Yet.
Bound, 1996. I think we've seen this one. Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brokeback Mountain.
I Can't Quit You.
That's right. Yep. 2005.
It was a good movie.
Call Me By Your Name. That was just a few years ago.
I think that was the new one with Timothy Chalamet.
Or was that with, I just lost the name. The twins from Social Network. That's going to make me nuts. Armie Hammer. What's his name? Oh, that's going to be crazy.
The minute we shut the mics off, you'll remember.
I know, exactly. It's got something to do with, Armie Hammer. Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I saw the play, or the musical.
The musical.
But I didn't see the movie, no.
Moonlight, 2016.
Saw that.
Who was in that?
I forget.
I'm trying to remember that one. My Own Private Idaho, way back in 1991. I know I saw it, but I don't remember a ton about it. Pink Flamingos, 1972, and The Times of Harvey Milk, 1984.
That was good. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. So there's a nice list if you want to catch something on Netflix this weekend.
All right. Well, you have probably said to yourself at some point over the past 4 years, we'll be done with this baby shark nonsense eventually, right?
No, never.
Oh, you would have been wrong if you said that. The original video has almost 6 billion views, and now there is a television show. Baby Shark's Big Show is coming to Nickelodeon, starting with a holiday special in December. And Nick says it is excited to, quote, dive deeper into this incredible world. So there you go. You have that to look forward to. I notice how Fritchie conveniently slipped out of the studio so she wouldn't hear that news.
And the guy's name was Armie Hammer, just so you know.
It was Armie.
The actor.
All right. Yeah. How is your baby shark tolerance, Fritchie, these days?
It's better than it used to be.
Better than it used to be? Why?
Is it still popular in your home?
Worn off?
Yeah, it's not as popular as it used to be. I think it's more like, skews like 0 to 2, maybe.
Oh,
age.
So you think that she's growing out of the demo?
Yeah, I do. Just because she's moved on to Ryan's toy review.
You think she'll be into Baby Shark's Big Show when it goes to Nickelodeon?
Know, maybe. Hmm. She really is all about watching kids talk about toys. And she'll be like, I'm so excited. I got this at Walmart.com. And I'm like, okay. Like, she'll tell you about a toy and be like, this is my new baby, blah, blah, blah. And I got it at Walmart.com. And I guess they get paid to do that because it's always, I'm like, what are you talking about, Walmart.com?
It is fascinating how interested people are in that kind of stuff. But then, you know, how many guys do you know, like, watch videos about, say, tech gadgets or cars or something that they're into?
As a mom, it infuriates me because I'm like, I don't give her much iPad time, but she'll watch one of Ryan's sisters, Emma or Kate, play with a baby that she owns, my child owns, and it's in the same room as her, and she's not playing with the baby, but she's watching a video of the little girl playing with the baby.
She's coming up with new ways to play with her baby later.
Yeah.
It's called research.
Yes, that's what she would say. It's research,
it's
Mom.
It's research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Research, Mommy. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.